including Seder Taras, that I told him 99% of Jews in their life don't finish Seder Taras. He's finished Seder Taras, and he's a baby. He's a baby of a guy. He's finishing Seder Taras. I told him it's an illegal maneuver not to make a big celebration. You gotta make a big celebration. So I gave him Mishmar as a platform to make the Siyam. So I'm just gonna like introduce it a little bit, but it's not like a mission. So the singing, I also want the singing, but the singing, Hakmat will lead the singing at the Siyam. So I'm gonna say, I'll say a few words, like a machshava about the parsha, to lead into the Siyam, but it's really a maimid. The maimid is the maimid of the Siyam. So I apologize for not making that clear. I thought like, you know, small shmooze, big Siyam. Like, nobody understands my nonsense, so I respect that. I just want to say a few short words about something that I thought was valuable. Sometimes I wish that the guys who are here earlier in the evening, sometimes that's when I feel comfortable talking. I don't know why. The Wogan's here and it's over there. It's a different type of matzah. I feel more comfortable talking. What I say sometimes, tonight happens to be, what I said there is much more valuable than what I want to say like an official crowd. And I regret that. But speaking to an official crowd also is my love, so I'll share with you a few words. Hashem is addressing, this week is addressing Kohanim, and you feel like almost you weren't invited to the party. When you read the Psukim, you weren't invited to this story, because he's talking Emor el Kohanim, so that's it, I'm out, I'm not involved here, I wasn't invited to this parsha. I'll skip it, get a week off for Shnai Mikra, it's a nice opportunity. But Hashem is speaking to us also. We spoke earlier. Hashem is speaking to us also. Somehow, someway, Hashem is speaking to us also. And it's interesting when he introduces this topic. He says, you know, speak to the Kohanim, Bnei Aaron. He's putting them on a very high pedestal. The sons of Aaron. These are great people, wonderful people, incredible people. Among Klal Yisrael, who's the most incredible people, there's incredible Shebe, incredible. Incredible people within the incredible people called the Kohanim. And I would expect, probably because I think we're culturally, we develop in the society and the culture that we're brought up in, and I would expect, if I have a fresh perspective, I would anticipate that Hashem's going to talk about the milus, the godless, the greatness of the Kohanim. But instead, he feeds into a very wrong, for sure wrong, very wrong, and a very sad, unfortunate perception and attitude that people have towards Yiddishkeit. Perhaps they get it from these types of places. And when he speaks about the godless, the grandeur of the Kohanim, he starts telling us what they can't do. And that feeds into an old storyline that Yiddishkeit is about restrictions. And for every Jew, we have restrictions. And for Kohanim, more restrictions. Meaning, what's a Maila in Klal Yisrael? More restrictions. For a regular Jew, you have a lot of you don't have 630 mitzvahs, that's a lot, because you're not a Kohen. You don't have 600, Kohen, he might have 630 mitzvahs, but you don't. A regular Yisrael doesn't have, that's an interesting thing you never thought about, that a regular Jew doesn't have 630 mitzvahs. A Kohen is much closer than a regular Jew, he has a lot more mitzvahs than we have. But that's what defines the godless in Klal Yisrael, more restrictions. So if you're not clear, if you're not clear in your understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam's vision of Klal Yisrael, you can easily misinterpret the way the world did misinterpret, the way many people do misinterpret, that's Judaism, that's Torah. It's just more and more piling on, accumulating the restrictions. And it's not limited to Kohanim, because in the context of this conversation about the people who have elevated levels of Kedusha, Hashem says, he almost like, if you're reading through it, you don't notice it, because he squeezes it in, it's very unnoticeable, and it's Rashi doesn't clearly say what it's talking about, so it's very easy to miss this. If you blink as you read through the parsha, you'll miss this. One of the most fundamental mitzvahs are mentioned, Toch Kedeh, within the whole storyline. It says, Ushmartem mitzvosai, vasisim osam ani Hashem. Keep the mitzvahs, okay, that's a classic. Velo techalalu eshem kodshi. Don't be machal me, you should nikdashti, I should be sanctified in the midst of Klal Yisrael. You didn't know what he's talking about. Rashi says something over there. Rashi says, Moser atzmecho v'kadesh shemi. Give yourself over and sanctify me. It's unclear what he's talking about. This is the pasuk of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the actual mitzvah, the phrase that you use in the world of Kiddush Hashem, most of the time is nonsense. Most of the time is made up by some third grade teacher wanted to get you to keep quiet in a museum somewhere. But the actual concept of Tov Hashem means Moser Atzmacha. Give your life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the peak, the highest point of Emor El HaKohanim, your great nation, your holy people, don't do this, don't go to a cemetery, don't marry this woman, don't eat that, don't touch this. Kohanim have a ton of restrictions, and then for Klai Yisrael, the greatest restriction, V'nikdashti, at the most elevated place. What are you telling? V'nikdashti B'sof Nei Yisrael. It sounds very lofty. No, it means die. It means the greatest restriction of them all. Die for my sin. Avozar, Gilei Rashi, Chazamim, that's not true. That's misunderstanding. People think, oh, that's not so bad. 3 minutes, he said to die. It's not true. That's, what about if it's before Hesed? If it's before Hesed, it's in front of 10 people. Oh, it's not just 3 things anymore. Oh, there's a whole different thing. If there's halachas here, there's an opportunity to die for a filu small minhagim. Red shoelaces, black shoelaces, different color shoelaces. You have to die for kimat everything, minhagim. For sure, there are abundance. Filu minhagim. Nekdat, the greatest restriction, that's what Klal Yisrael is. So I want to just reevaluate very quickly the attitude, and then I'll introduce the mindset, the platform that we're here for. There's an amazing thing in Tachana that we say, we should know what we say. We say Shomer Yisrael. That's the first, when you pick up your head, Shomer Yisrael. That's the first line. And the second line you say Shomer Goy Echa. The chosen nation, the one nation. So Yisrael, it's general. And then more specific, Shomer Goy Echa, the one nation, the Am HaNivchar. And then the next line, Shomer Goy Kodesh. You go from Yisrael to Goy Echa, to the Am HaNivchar, to Goy Kodesh, to an elevated people, to an elevated nation. In Klal Yisrael, there's levels. For some people, this is a difficult conversation because some people struggle with this reality. There's levels in Klal Yisrael. There's upgrades in Klal Yisrael. There's a ladder in Klal Yisrael. There's development in Klal Yisrael. Each individual is on a different path, is climbing a different ladder in his world of Yiddishkeit. The hardest, I find, one of the hardest things in yeshiva is that you're with so many people, and you make an unfortunate assumption that we're all on the same ladder. No, you're not even close to the same. Nobody in this room, nobody in this building is on even close to the same ladder. In the same shir, maybe, in the same yeshiva, maybe. In the same dorms, maybe, but you're not on the same ladder. Your ladder, your madregas, your climb is a very different climb than his climb. But it's hard because in Olam HaSheker, in the world of falsehoods, when our eyes deceive us, it looks like we're all the same. It looks like we're all going through the same process. But we're all on very different ladders. We're climbing very different rungs. We're at very different points of our ladder. And by Kohanim, there's a uncleus, the Ramban goes with the uncleus over there. He translates the pasuk Lo Yitam Baal Ba'amav. He says Baal. Pasuk Rashi translates talking about a kohen's not allowed to marry certain women, but the uncleus translates and the Ramban goes with that. He says it means Lo Yitam Lo Yistoyev Rabba Ba'ami. A great person can't defile himself. He's talking about kohanim, but the concept that he's sharing with us, a great person can't defile himself. When you're climbing the ladder and you climb rungs on the ladder, you have to be wary. You have to notice if you're climbing or sometimes you're going downward. A person shouldn't go downward. Why? By Kohanim it says because you're an elevated person. The rest of the pasuk continues as Ishi Hashem Lechem Lokeim Him Akriv Vayu Kodesh. You're giving karbanis. You're feeding Kaviyachol, feeding kodes, Kaviyachol the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're the one who's you're administering to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be careful as you climb your ladder, and it's like a schlepper. They're schleppers. Really, Kohanim, what they do, they're schleppers. They don't have careers. They don't have professions. They don't have land. They're homeless and they're unemployed, and they work in the house of God, but they don't have real jobs. You have to understand something that perhaps to change the attitude. This is a religion, our people, our religion, is a religion of madregos, levels. It's a religion of upgrading levels. That's the whole religion. Constantly upgrading your level. And it's impossible to compare, to contrast you with anybody else, because we come from different ladders, we come from different levels. We have no connection, a kihuzet, not an ounce of a connection. My ladder looks nothing like anybody else's ladder. Your ladder is so unique and so catered to your individualistic needs and upbringings and history and future and what Hashem wants from you. This is madregas. It's madregas. And when it comes to madregas, a person understands this people is Anshei Kodesh, this Mikroi Kodesh, this days, this times that have madregas. Shabbos and Yontif and Sfiris HaOmer, what we're in, the parsha is talking about all these things. The whole parsha is about madregas, because Sfiris HaOmer is, by definition, literally the ladder. It's the climb. Sfiris HaOmer is the climb. It's one rung after the next rung of getting closer to a point that we went from a slave nation to Malachim. That's Klal Yisrael. That's what we live. That's our Yiddishkeit. That's our religion. From a slave nation, and this is not 3,000 years ago, this is today. It's today, each person. Going from a slave and slowly making that climb to a malach. To a malach Hashem Tzavokos. So I want to say, just to conclude, that, you know, really we came here tonight, I'm just sharing a few words, but really we came here tonight because I have a major problem in yeshiva. Major problem that I struggle with. That you have guys in this yeshiva that are climbing big ladders, and they, you know, one small step for man, they don't take these small steps, some of these guys. They take big steps, these guys. Some guys in the yeshiva take very big steps. And it bothers me, it bothers him also. Bona Shalom says, if you're such a chashiv guy, I don't know if you should be going to cemeteries. Because I'm not trying to restrict you. I'm trying to elevate you. Every restriction, that's a misunderstanding. It's not a restriction, it's an elevation. You're such a chashiv guy, the cemetery is not for you. You're a very chashiv guy, you shouldn't marry these particular ladies. They're very holy ladies, they're wonderful ladies, they're tzidkanios. They're the best ladies, but you, there's madrigas. And we don't live in a religion where we're all created equal. We're not all created equal, we're not all going to be equal, we're not all supposed to be equal. That's wonderful. There's madrigas. If Bali's mean yeshiva, do you have guys who are Bali madriga, climb the rungs of the ladder, climb big rungs, and they're schleppers, they have to clean the base madrash. Every night, some of these guys, perhaps somebody who's making a see him in a few minutes, a big Baal Madrega, I'll say his name, it's not a secret. Chaim is a big Baal Madrega. If you didn't know Chaim's a big Baal Madrega, I know why you don't know. Because part of his being a big Baal Madrega is you don't know who he is. That's part of being a big Baal Madrega, that nobody knows who he is. And then he has to clean the base matters every night. He cleans the base matters. So how is it becoming of us as a yeshiva to allow a person who's making major climbs, taking major steps, to let him clean the base matters until you get to the Dvar Hashem this week. And the Dvar Hashem this week shares with us that the greatest Bali Madrega, that the schleppers in my house. I want the most elevated people to be the schleppers in my house. And that's how I know, clearly when I found out that he's the schlepper in the house. He cleans up the cups. He wipes up the floor, he cleans up all your dirty tissues. You know, his hands are all sticky afterwards. What's on the dirty tissues? Bloody. God knows what's on those tissues. And then he's cleaning it up, and then he has to come in the morning and set up the classrooms. And Yoshua ben Nun became the manig of Klal Yisrael, not in spite of the fact that he set up the benches, because of the fact that he set up the benches. Because he took care of the base medrash, he took care of Klal Yisrael, took care of the base medrash. Being a Baal Madrega in Klal Yisrael, is being a person who gives and creates Kvod Shemayim. When you create Kvod Shemayim, that Hashem says you're on, it's not just Shomer Yisrael, it's not Shomer Goy Echad, it's Shomer Goy Kodesh. You've elevated yourself to a point, Ki Ani Hashem, because I am Hashem, and I am also Kodesh. You're not just my people, so that's amazing. You're not just my Ama Nifcher, that's amazing, but you're my Goy Kodesh. When you elevate yourself to be my Goy Kodesh, then you become my schlepper. My schlepper, that's the greatest thing. And all of Klal Yisrael is their Ribono Shel Olam schleppers. To be marbik vod shemayim, v'nikdashti b'sol pnei Yisrael, I just want to share with you not a halacha, I don't like to say halacha, it's not important to say halacha, I say opportunities, great opportunities, to answer kedushim, to answer yehei shmei rabba, it's a kiyam d'araisa, of v'nikdashti b'sol pnei Yisrael, not to be mezalzel, in a kedusha, in a heishmei rabba, in a baruchu, to say baruchu es Hashem, I'm a vorach in front of 10 Jews. The nigdashdi b'solch b'nei Yisrael. You're doing the exact opposite of a chil Hashem. That's the greatest Kiddush Hashem. When you talk about Kiddush Hashem, stop with this nonsense conversation about going on a school trip and making Kiddush Hashem. These are not Kiddush Hashems. Kiddush Hashem is Baruch Hu Hashem Levorach. Kiddush Hashem is cleaning up a base medrash. Kiddush Hashem is doing Kibbut Ava'im. Kiddush Hashem is doing V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha. Kiddush Hashem is taking care of Hashem and His people and everything that's important to Him. That's the biggest Kiddush Hashem. That's the Yehei Shmei Rabbah. His name should be sanctified and great. That's Nikdashni B'Sel Kenei Yisrael. So the introduction, I want to just say my last words about the Baal Madreig over here. He came to my shir in the beginning of the year, and I'm going to use a dramatic expression. I don't mean it. Sometimes I talk dramatic. He was a nobody. He was a nobody. You saw what I couldn't see. He was a nobody. He was a regular guy. He was a nice guy, sweet guy. He smiled. He said good morning. Nice guy. And over the course of the year, we learned. Not he became. He always was. We learned the godless of a person. A person who every night can walk around cleaning the base medrash, and every day chazer his iyan and chazer his bekiyas, and make a siyam on Seder Taros. Who do we have over here? I'll tell you what we have. We have a guy who's a Yisrael and a Goy Echod and a Goy Kodesh. And he's a tremendous person, he is a big inspiration to me, I admire him tremendously, and I'm so thankful to him that he's willing to forego his kavod. He was mochel on his kavod to do a siyam barabim. Because kedarko b'kodesh, if it was up to him, he would gather, you know, small 10 guys and quietly, you know, just make a siyam on Seder Taros. The 10 guys never heard of Seder Taros. They thought he probably finished like a top sukkah. And like, nobody knows and nobody cares. And I yelled at him, "Are you crazy? You gotta let me make noise if you don't want to make noise." So I made a little bit of noise, not enough. You be more for me, I didn't make enough noise. And we'll have a scene. If I could add, so the rest of the Bali spoke to be Zolka, that they could tell their great grandkids that they were at the scene, we opened the windows, all the Bali spoke also said that they were.